Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
When they go in to get that evidence, when they went in to get the evidence, I should say, in this case specifically, they go in with a manifesto, don't they? Saying, okay, here's everything we're here to get. Or is it at a judgment call of the agents that are going in? Because I would imagine if I'm an agent going in and if I have carte blanche to take whatever the hell I want, I'm taking the doll because it's just creepy.
Okay, first of all, yes, when you have a warrant, no, there's no manifesto.
Okay,
Literally a list that lists all the things that could be indicia of the crime.
Okay.
So, for instance, if one of those is a piece of paper, you're really able to look anywhere where a piece of paper could be. So it's extremely broad, Tony. So certainly that doll would have been covered. And maybe you're right. Maybe they just took it because it is so creepy and they wondered. This is what I would be wondering. Does it have any part of anyone else on it?
Yeah.
That's exactly where my brain would go. Maybe I've just been doing this too long. I never thought that they took it because they wanted it to be matched up with a memory, but you could be right. Maybe
it could be very benign. I mean, it really could, or it could be something really, really disturbingly horrific that horror movies will be made out of for years to come.
The cage. Remember they took the cage?
They did.
Remember that. There's a cage that they took. And I'm like, did he cage them? And if he caged them, obviously they're going to be looking for any skin cells, hair, something. It would be years later, but stuff gets caught in the cracks. I don't know. Is he a good cleaner like Brian Koberger?
I wish in that documentary they would have asked Asa and the daughter, where the hell was that doll located in the house? Like, was that in his little hidey hole cave thing under the stairs where maybe they didn't ever see it? Or was it like on display in the living room? That would tell you a little bit more about what this was, depending on where it was displayed. If it was like really hidden away, yeah, I think you might have, I'd be identifying the hair on that doll and wondering what the hell is in that. Let's talk about the hair a little bit. The DNA, they're obviously now allowing some new technology to the genome sequencing on it. It'd be the first time, from what I understand, that it's going to be introduced in a New York court. Does not mean it's not good science. It's just new science. It's a new way. It's technology. We're always finding new ways of breaking down DNA and using it to identify things. It's how it works. And there's going to be a first time for everything. Of course, the defense is going to argue, it's junk science. This is new. It's never been used. How do you think that will play to a jury? Because they're certainly going to try and play it that direction from the defense. How does a jury take it when it comes to, new technology being used in something like this?
Well, in my experience, for instance, when cellular phones, we first got to start using cellular phones as evidence, that was huge. And I tell you, juries just are sitting there in awe. They find all this information that's technological. It's not somebody's opinion. It's not what a witness thinks they saw. It's what can be proven. And so when you look at DNA, I think they're going to be really fascinated. Obviously, it's going to be over a lot of people's heads. I mean, heck, it's over my head when they start, you know, when CC starts talking about all of it. But it's something that is going to be, I think, something the jury's going to be locked into, and it's going to make them really understand and put together his link, Rex Heerman, to those people that I think is going to be irrefutable.
I do too. I mean, it's solid science. It's just a new way of doing it. And I think when you use terms like, you know, genetic genome sequencing and stuff, I know nothing about what the hell that actually means. But if I were a juror, I'd be like, that sounds pretty official. That sounds like you know what you're doing over there. It may mean nothing at all, but it sounds pretty official. So, I mean, the verbiage is good. I guess they got a good title on it. But obviously, it does mean a lot. The fact that you got Asa's hair on the burlap sacks, you got the daughter's hair on the burlap sacks. Obviously, Heerman's the one that's charged. And they're no longer married. Asa seems to be, at least in that doc that we saw a little while back, still at that point in time, you know, thinking Rex is her hero, really having a hard time, I think, coming to grips that, you know, your husband may be this person. The daughter, not so much. The daughter seems to be a little bit more coming to terms, if you will. At least that's what it felt like in that documentary. We recently saw in the Adelson trial, we had the one son that escaped the insane family testify against mom. Do you think we're going to see Rex's own daughter come to the stand here when this does go to trial to testify against her father?
You know, nothing surprises me anymore. I really do believe that there was a certain narrative that had to be followed because of that documentary, to be honest with you. I mean, remember very early on, it did not seem that Asa was at all behind Rex Heerman.
Yeah.
At the very beginning, you know, she wanted a divorce. She seemed completely against him. And then, whoo, the money, show me the money. Okay. Mm-hmm. To have the money, you're going to have to still be able to visit him. You're going to have to be able to get us some stuff, some information, and we need an interesting slant. And then, you know, you have the documentary. So, I you know, call me callous. I don't necessarily believe that she was that blinded. I'm sorry, I don't.
I don't believe she was that blinded. I wonder... I wonder where this is going to go when it comes to court. She, of course, can do her Fifth Amendment rights and not just say anything to incriminate herself. And she may not have anything to incriminate herself on. Who knows? Obviously, she's never been charged with anything. She maintains her innocence. It would be interesting, though, if we end up seeing a trial here where you have the daughter testifying against dad and you have Asa taking the stand for Rex. Especially if she still maintains this level of cognitive ignorance, I would say, almost on Rex of believing he's innocent. I could see her being a witness for him. And I wonder how that could play to a jury with her. Literally, if she does acts the way she did in that doc, the jury, I think, could see her really. If she's up there saying, I had no idea any of this was going on, the jury's going to wonder how the hell do you have no idea anything was going on? And if you have no idea anything was going on, then how sure are we that this is him?
Yeah, you know, when you look at this case as an example, another case, Kerry Rawson,
yeah,
Dennis Rader, BTK, that's different because Dennis Rader was not murdering women, bringing them home, doing these things in a secret room in your house. And we've all seen the pictures. This was not a Diddy mansion. And to think that you wouldn't smell, you wouldn't notice, you wouldn't just say, honey, what you got going on? I think you're here. Are you here? Is that you under the stairs? It's so almost ridiculous.
Are you playing with your doll again under the stairs, Rex?
What's happening, Rex? Come
Dinner.
On.
Dinner. I made spaghetti. Come on up.
No, it's, you know, it's just, it looks so bad because of everything that was going on in that house. That's the difference between the Bundys of the world and the other serial killers, the BTKs. You know, they're doing things out from underneath the nose of their families. Yes, yeah. They're sneaking out, but at least they're not doing it underneath the stairwell.
That's true.
And I understand she was supposedly, like, the trips are lining up, that mostly she was gone. But, you know, there's other information that maybe she.
I want to know how you're lining up every trip for 20 years to be supposedly. It seems like, I don't even know how you get dates on all that going back to 93, you know?
Well, you saw the pack rat situation.
True. Yeah.
I don't know if they ever even threw away like a shoebox receipt. I mean, it's ridiculous. But having said that, her story is hard for someone like me to believe. Mm-hmm. Maybe everybody else is believing it. Having trouble with it. And she's probably in trouble with it.
I have trouble with it, too. I have trouble with it. I have a ton of mixed feelings about Asa. We'll see how this all plays out as time goes on. Let me ask you this. This just came to my mind, too. Could this be a domino situation?
I don't think so. You mean with Asa getting charged in some way?
After Rex.
I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, you know what it would take for that to happen? It would take Rex Heuermann flipping on Asa, mm-hmm. that she was a part of all of this. You know, she's going to have some sort of limited immunity, I believe, mm-hmm. and very limited, that she has to have been telling the truth. So if Rex would somehow flip on Asa, then I think you could see some very interesting movement within the prosecution, but I wouldn't anticipate that.
Yeah, that'll be fascinating to see what comes out once this actually does get to trial. You're always great at predicting this stuff. Clearly, it's not happening this year. Are you thinking next year? Are you thinking 97? I don't know why I said 97. But I'm thinking 27 or 28.
I'm going to say 27.
27. I would go with you on that one. I think, and I'm wondering if we're going to have more bodies added to the list before then, too.
If more bodies are added, then we're going to add more years. But at this point, 27, more bodies, they're going to still be working on it. I mean, who else is out there that could possibly be connected? These guys don't stop. They don't just, I think I'm not going to have a lust and an appetite for this.
I would say the clock is ticking on Rex. So I would say sooner than later to get going on this, because I wonder how many years Rex has left in him, quite honestly. So... It's a gamble, but it would be a damn shame if they spend all these years getting all this ready to go and he died in prison today. And
Tony, I got to tell you though, isn't it interesting? We've seen the Luigi Mangione lovers, you know, his groupies. They've gone over to Koberger. Kohberger's have gone over to the Luigi's. Why aren't they leaving Rex out?
I don't know. I wonder why they don't like Rex. Not as relatable of a character. I don't know. We'll let the maggots go wherever they're going to go, I guess. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. As always, thank you for coming on and giving us your insight onto these cases. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube, and be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of the cases that we cover for you right here. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice, and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.